This is 91.9 FM WUOT, your public radio station. I'm Jim Blaylock. Good morning. It's now time for our weekly author's segment, The Author's Page. Here's your host, Jody Sims.
Teacher, I've come to see you and swap howdies. This homespun, cheerful greeting was offered to 19-year-old Christy Huddleston on her first day as teacher in Cutter Gap, Tennessee, a fictional town populated with superstitious, hardworking folks tucked in the Great Smoky Mountains. Author Catherine Marshall brought this character to life in her best-selling novel titled Christy, written in 1967. The book was inspired by Catherine's mother, who taught school in a remote area of Appalachia in Coe County, Tennessee. Catherine was born in 1914 in Johnson City. She attended Agnes Scott College in Decatur, Georgia, where she met and later married Peter Marshall. In 1936, the couple moved to Washington, D.C., where Peter served as pastor of the New York Avenue Presbyterian Church and chaplain of the United States Senate. 13 years later, Peter Marshall died of a heart attack, which inspired Catherine to write a biography of his life, titled A Man Called Peter. The book was very well received and was made into a movie in 1955 and nominated for an Academy Award for its cinematography. Catherine's second marriage to Leonard LeSueur, editor of Guideposts magazine, created a prolific writing and editing team, producing literature together for over 28 years. During this time, Catherine wrote or edited more than 30 books, which sold over 16 million copies. But it was without a doubt her novel Christy that brought Catherine Marshall her greatest acclaim and provided wide exposure to the charm, history, and beauty of the Smoky Mountains. When playwright Shirley Nolan obtained the rights to produce a musical play based on that novel, Christy the Musical was born and opened to sold-out performances at the Cumberland County Playhouse. Over 15,000 patrons came to see the show in its first season. Following that successful run, the musical moved its venue to the amphitheater in Townsend and played there for 4 seasons. Ironically, the television series, Christy, starring Tyne Daly, was being filmed in Townsend at the same time, offering nationwide viewing of the vistas of East Tennessee. After the TV series was canceled, 3 full-length films were produced by another network based on that novel. Catherine Marshall's last book, titled Julie, was loosely based on her own life. The historical setting for the book was the Johnstown flood of 1889. Sadly, Catherine passed away suddenly of heart failure in 1983 at the age of 68, before the book was finished. But her husband, Leonard LeSueur, completed the book several years later based on Catherine's editorial notes. For all the Tennessee readers and writers who have gained inspiration from the mysterious and lovely Smoky Mountains, Catherine Marshall left us with this thoughtful question from one of her characters living in Cutter Gap. Have you ever thought that the ugly things in this cove are man's fault, while the beautiful things are God's work? Look at those mountains.
Support for the Author's Page comes from the UT Libraries, whose research mission includes collecting the work of Tennessee authors through the Betsy B. Creekmore Special Collections and University Archives, library.utk.edu/society.
Thank you for listening. The Author's Page is a production of the Authors Guild of Tennessee and WUOT. More information and archives of past segments can be found at authorsguildoftn.org or wuot.org. I'm Jody Sims, the host of The Author's Page. We love telling you stories.